Owner, please open the door. Bailey is back home. Owner, open the door. Hi. Bailey is home for you, owner. Bailey's back home. Huh? Bailey is Bailey. You named Bailey, Bailey. Bailey boo. How does Bailey know? Owner always calls Bailey, Bailey. Go away? Go where? Are we going back to the park? Walkies? Oh, I love going to the park. Oh. Bailey saw a weird ball. Weird bright ball said to say that it brought Bailey back from the darkness. It said that owner is sad. Owner took Bailey to feel better because she was sick. It got dark and confused Bailey, though. But bright ball said Bailey is a good girl, and that made Bailey really happy. It made Bailey a new body to make owner happy again. But Bailey doesn't know what a body is. Do you know what a body is? Ball said look at color, but Bailey can't read. Can owner read? Ball said it has an address. See, look. It has Bailey's name on it. See? Bailey! Oh. Bailey found her way home all by herself. Bailey chased a squirrel up a tree and sat there until Bailey was sure it wouldn't come back down. Then Bailey saw our friend Oreo at the park and we walked here together. But Oreo's owner said Bailey couldn't come inside, but gave Bailey a treat. The treat tasted really good, like treats you always give Bailey. Then Bailey saw the really big tree she likes because you give Bailey all the good sticks from it, and then she realized the area. And then Bailey found home. Hmm? Oh. Owner, the salty water is coming from your eyes again. Salty water is bad. No salty water. Oh. Please be happy. Bailey is sorry for making you worry. Oh. Owner doesn't believe Bailey? Prove that Bailey is Bailey? What does prove mean? What did owner say before the darkness came? Before the darkness came, owner hugged Bailey and told Bailey that everything would be fine. Everything that hurts would go away. Bailey was a good girl for 13 years. What are years? It was hard for Bailey to hear you sometimes. Bailey's ears didn't work so good anymore. But Bailey heard you say that you loved her very much and that made Bailey happy. Bailey's body wouldn't let her wag her tail, though. Then Bailey felt really sleepy. And then the darkness came. Owner was right. Bailey felt better. But Bailey couldn't find owner. Oh, couldn't smell you. Then weird bright ball came. Bailey didn't know balls could talk. Oh, Bailey didn't bark at the ball. Bailey wanted to bark at the ball because it confused Bailey, but Bailey was a good girl. Ball said many words that Bailey didn't understand. Guif? It says something about Guif. But Ball said Bailey can live longer and better with her owner. More time for play. Doesn't it make owner happy? It makes Bailey happy. Tail wags again, see? Bailey loves you, owner. Bailey loves you forever. No more salty water, please. Bailey will stay with you forever and protect you from the bad water. Oh, Bailey knows what owner may like. When salty water would come from your eyes, Bailey would lay her head on your lap and you'd pet her head. Pet Bailey, please. Bailey loves head scratches. Is Bailey helping? You can't believe it? Yeah! Bailey Boo is here! Here always! Who's a good girl? Bailey is! Bailey is a good girl! It's Bailey! Bailey will protect her owner from everything! Bailey Boo is home! Oh, Bailey smells treats! Can Bailey have a treat?
Alright. I know this audio may sound very weird, but I thank you for reaching the end of it. I have been mulling over the idea of doing this for a long time because of the theme. And when I say that, I mean the theme of the revival of a deceased pet into a more humanoid form. Well, not humanoid, it's like a cat girl, but you know, it's a dog. The idea came to mind sometime last year, but when I polled on my Patreon, if people wanted to hear more emotional audios that included, you know, trigger warnings or content warnings, the votes for it were rather low, which was understandable because it was rivaling like girlfriend and like wife experience audios. But I had to make this one. So my reason for making this audio is because during that time, I was thinking about my own pet that was deceased. It wasn't recent or anything. He died in 2016, I believe. It was kind of like in between 2015, 2016. And I would give so much for him to come back. So I was daydreaming, like, oh, it'd be amazing if I just heard scratching on the door like I always hear my dog Tibet do. And I look outside and I just see like a humanoid version of him, which would probably freak me out at first. And I wouldn't believe it at all. I would think it's like a prank or something. But seeing and like talking, or at least attempting to talk to a half dog, half human, and seeing how they act and whatnot, it would make me go, oh my God, this creature knows things that, or does things that my dog does. This has to be legit. Also, how would they know my dog's name? Anyway. So, yeah, I made this because I was thinking of my dog, and it would be awesome if he could just come back. I honest to God, like, I'm getting emotional again. That's fucked up. Many apologies. I miss his nails, like, hitting the floor, like a wooden floor, and just, like, scuttling towards the door. Him scratching on the door for people to let him in, his random barking at any noises outside. Just I miss having a dog. I miss my boy Tibet so much. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same. They have a pet that they had to, unfortunately, put down for whatever health reason. And hopefully that this reaches that target audience. It may not, it may go into the void, but regardless, if you listen to this and if it hits close to home, I thank you for watching. I hope you're feeling better, or I hope this brings you some form of comfort. I don't know if anyone has a dog named Bailey, but this dog is supposed to be a golden retriever, so I try to make her a little hyped as best as possible. It may just sound like a mess to you guys. I don't know. This is an experimental thing. So thank you all for listening. I will see you guys next time. Okay? Bye-bye.